Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Dr. Hagee, I recall that when I was a youngster growing up in the city of York, Pennsylvania, attending the York City school system, that I was taught in my American history class nothing about any people of color who were instrumental in the founding or the development of our country. Y'all hear what I said? I said I was taught nothing about any people of color who were instrumental in the founding or the development of our country. Listen, I was taught, as many as you were, that in the year 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered America. Was that what you were taught? Now that I am older and much wiser, I am forced to look at this historically taught information in a different light. Preachers and deacons and congregation, the question that bothers me now in my much learned and wiser years is, how can someone discover something that is already known by others and that belongs to them? Even though Christopher Columbus was the harbinger of Native American genocide and African enslavement, my teachers in my American history class portrayed him as a hero. Matter of fact, we have a national holiday named after him, which celebrates his so-called discovery of America. Y'all do know there is Columbus Day. But since this is Black History Month, I want to take a little time to share with you some truth that I discovered that was left out of the history of America and not taught to us by those who were instructors of so-called American history. Can I take my time? Before the year of 1492, before Columbus even thought about discovering anything, there were Black people from North Africa who sailed around the southern tip of Africa and crossed the Atlantic Ocean in ships of their own construction and landed at sites along the American Gulf Plain and in Central America and also in Mexico. This was the first encounter between Nubian Egyptian sailors and the great Olmec civilization of Mexico. It was during this time, that was around 800 to 700 BC, that the 25th Egyptian dynasty, also known as the Ethiopian dynasty, was flourishing in Upper and Lower Egypt and in Kush. That's biblical Ethiopia, or present day known as the Sudan. The evidence of mummification, step pyramids, massive stone heads with Negroid features, hieroglyphic writings, statuettes, skeletal remains, and other manifestations of Nubian Egyptian technology within the Olmec culture attest to the African presence in the ancient Americas. Listen. About 182 years before Christopher Columbus's voyage, black people from West Africa also made a journey from Africa to the New World. Y'all looking at me. In his book entitled, They Came Before Columbus, Ivan van Sertima writes that a Mandingo king named Abu Bakari II of Mali and his entourage came to America long before Christopher Columbus. Therefore, listen to me good. The first time black people came to America, they came not as slaves, but as adventurers, explorers, and builders. These African mariners of ancient times were the first, they were the first to encounter the native population of America. And the encounter was mutually beneficial. For it resulted not in conquest, but in an exchange of culture. One day, New Providence and friends, a well-known author was trying to explain why the pyramids of North Africa were so similar in design and in technology to the pyramids in Peru and Mexico, even though they are more than 10,000 miles apart. Of course. It did not occur to him that an ancient black African people could be so culturally sophisticated and technologically advanced that they could build ships able to get them from Africa to the Americas before Christopher Columbus showed up. You know what this theory that this author proposed? He proposed that aliens from outer space visited both North Africa and America and showed the primitive peoples in these places how to build the pyramids. Listen to me good. The truth of the pyramids construction is amazing. But it's not that amazing. You know why? Because the same African black people who were technologically advanced enough to build the pyramids in Egypt and the Sudan were also advanced enough to build ships that could take them across the Atlantic Ocean, where they intermingled with Native American nations and shared with them aspects of African culture. This month of February, we are celebrating our history and our heritage as African Americans. And I believe it is important for us as a people to deal with some of the truths about our past that have been hidden from us down through the years. Right. Not only have these truths been hidden from us through the years, but many of us have been conditioned to reject these truths once these truths are brought to the surface. Oh, y'all looking at me quiet, I know. Can I tell the truth? There appears to be a conspiracy in operation. One that has been in operation for years and years. What is a conspiracy, Pastor? It's to hide or deny the significant and indispensable role that black people of African descent have played in history. Many, many history textbooks, many encyclopedias, even a lot of Bible commentaries, and even a lot of church literature are all participants in this effort to deny or hide the black presence in history. It has been said that a people who do not know their past do not have a future. And you know what, deacons? It amazes me that here in the year of 2020, there are still people who believe that black people have not made any significant contributions to our society and are not mentally, morally, spiritually, and educationally fit to ascend into places of leadership and great responsibility. Tell your neighbor, 2020. But I am convinced that it is necessary for us to expand our own thinking on our own history and heritage in order to be transformed today. We as a people cannot find healing and wholeness until we have discarded the damaging falsehoods that we have been programmed to believe about our own selves. Today, I want you to know that as a people, that we have been called to praise the Lord. On this Black History Sunday, I am here to stand and tell you that we as African American, as black people, are the people of God. And guess what? Because we are his people, he wants us to give him glory, honor, and praise. Lord, have mercy. In Psalm 68, y'all know y'all saying, well, let's go to the Bible. Here in Psalm 68, where we find our scriptural text, we have various exhortations in Psalm 68 to praise the Lord. We are told in verse 5 to praise the Lord because God is Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows. We are told in verse 6 to praise the Lord because God gives the desolate a home to dwell in and leads out the prisoners to prosperity. We are told in verse 19 to praise the Lord because God is the one who daily bears us up. Yes, he does. And in verse 21 of Psalm 68, we are told to praise the Lord because God is the one who will shatter the heads of his enemies. So we see here in Psalm 68 a tradition of praising God. My brothers and sisters, as I'm soon about to close, one of the things that make worship in the African American tradition so unique is that we give a large place in our worship experience to just praising the Lord. Y'all remember the old saints. The old saints would say, ain't no harm in praising the Lord. Some of you older saints remember this. Do you remember the days when before you got to church, you heard what was going on in church? Do you remember when the old saints would pray over you, clap their hands over you, shout and praise God with you? It has always been a part of our worship tradition to praise the Lord. But now, today, some people want to call it emotionalism. Some people want to call it escapism. And some people even dare to call when we worship and praise classlessness. But I'm here to tell you, it is none of these things. It is simply we as black people being ourselves and enjoying the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Besides New Providence and friends, God has brought us too far for us as a people not to praise Him. God has done too much for us to get cute, Lord have mercy, and be ashamed to praise the Lord. God has been too good to us for us not to lift up holy hands and praise and worship our God. Will you stand, Pastor Wood? I'm saying that if we have breath in our bodies, and if the blood is yet flowing warmly through our veins, if we are still able to move about and have our being, if we are still clothed in our right minds, we just ought to give God some praise. Check this out. It is in the midst of all this praise in Psalm 68 that the psalmist reveals truth about the black presence in biblical history. Tell your neighbor, it was in the midst of praise. The psalmist says, the words of our selected text. He said, princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall, he didn't say might, he said shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Oh, y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. I said, in the midst of all the praise in Psalm 68, the psalmist says, princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. What is the psalmist saying? I'm glad you asked. The psalmist is saying that God has called us as a people. I'm talking about people of Ethiopian descent. Black people. Lord have mercy. He called us to stretch forth our hands and give him glory and praise. New Providence on this Black History Sunday. I'm here to affirm and I'm here to confirm that we as a people are the people of God. And if anybody ought to praise the Lord, Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor, you ought to praise the Lord. So listen to me good. I want y'all to hear me. I want y'all to hear me. Listen to me good. When you look up here in the pulpit and see me stretching forth my arms and see me waving my hands, I'm just doing what I've been called to do. I've been called to praise the Lord. Do I have any praises in the house? Listen. When you hear me lifting my voice, when you see me doing my dance, when you see tears run from my eyes, I'm just doing what I've been called to do. Lean over and tell your neighbor, I'm just doing what I've been called to do. God called me to be a praiser. And so, New Providence, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises, Lord have mercy, shall continually be in my mouth. But I got a question. Will you come and magnify the Lord with me? Will you exalt, Lord have mercy? his name together.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.